From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In northwest Syria, the Turkish offensive declared Turkey's frontier. A Kurdish militia continued Wednesday, with Russia's foreign ministry saying hundreds, including civilians, have been killed since Operation Olive Branch began January
20th.
Spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said Moscow is monitoring developments and described the situation as a cause of great concern. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said heavy bombardment and airstrikes are accompanying ground fighting involving Turkish troops and elements of the Free Syrian Army against the YPG Kurdish fighters. This Turkish man said many people were wounded in an attack on his village. He said this is not a military area. Doctors have warned of a rapid worsening humanitarian situation, along with a lack of adequate medical supplies at Afrin's main hospital. Turkey has threatened to expand its operation eastward toward Manbij, now in control of U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters. The Trump administration Wednesday extended the stay of some 7,000 Syrian refugees for 18 months under protected status as the civil war in their country nears its seventh anniversary. The Syrians face the prospect of being returned to a fractured country when their stay was scheduled to expire in March. A Nigerian defense spokesman Wednesday said Cameroonian troops crossed into Nigeria Tuesday in pursuit of separatist rebels. Cameroon faces a split between the majority French-speaking and minority English-speaking communities. Separatists have taken up arms in the past year, pressing their demand for a separate country. Tens of thousands of Cameroonians have reportedly fled to Nigeria to escape a government crackdown. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department said an intercepting missile failed to bring down an incoming test missile over Hawaii Wednesday, the second such failure in the past year amid tensions over a potential North Korean nuclear attack. Former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer, now crisis management consultant, Cedric Layton said these tests have been going on for years with limited success.
It's about a 40% success rate. So when you look at a success rate of that level, it becomes clear that there are going to be operational failures. Now, the idea of launching a target missile from an aircraft and then having that intercepted is maybe not the most realistic replication of a potential launch from a country like North Korea, but it is one of the ways in which the U.S. tests its weapons system.
The test comes after a recent assessment by the Director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, who warned North Korea may be just months away from threatening the U.S. mainland with a nuclear strike. In the Philippines, security forces arrested the head of the communist movement's armed wing after peace talks collapsed. Rafael Belliosis and a companion were apprehended as they tried to flee from army and police intelligence agents who were following them. They were cornered late Wednesday in the center of the Philippine capital, Manila. Polish lawmakers have approved draft legislation that sets fines and even jail time for anyone who links Poland to Nazi war crimes. The controversial measure has sparked alarm in both the U.S. and Israel. Russell Stone is professor emeritus at the American University Center for Israel Studies.
It appears that what the Polish government was trying to do was to cleanse the image that Poland was in some way complicit with the Nazis and in the concentration camps that existed on Polish soil occupied by Germany during World War II.
A U.S. spokesperson expressed concern over the repercussions of the draft law, which still must be signed by Poland's president. Israel warned against the measure, saying it's an attempt to whitewash history and the role some Poles played in the Holocaust. A train carrying U.S. lawmakers to a West Virginia retreat Wednesday struck a garbage truck in rural Virginia, killing one person on the truck. Texas Republican Congressman Roger Burgess was among the train passengers.
The train came to a very sudden stop. There was a loud bang, and the electricity went off, and there was a kind of a smell of electrical burning. So you know something terrible has happened.
Some of the lawmakers are physicians and treated the injured until help arrived. At least 11 people died late Wednesday in a fire that engulfed a home for elderly welfare recipients in northern Japan. Five other residents were rescued at the three-story structure in Sapporo. Zimbabwe says it will issue 99-year leases to white farmers after new President Emmerson Mnangagwa vowed to end racial discrimination in agriculture. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.